Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the Nazis' economic and foreign policies between 1933 and 39, and we will look specifically at the role of Hermann Göring and the four-year plan. Under the Nazis, rearmament was a key feature of Germany's economic rebuilding plans. By 1936, the economy had made huge progress, shown in the massive drop in unemployment. Hjalmar Schacht worried that too much money was being spent on the military, and he wanted to focus on exports instead. Schacht's fears were based on a growing budget deficit, meaning the government was spending much more money than it was raising, and also he was worried about the balance of payments, meaning that Germany was importing much more than it was exporting. However, his demands to shift focus and resources away from the military angered Hitler. As a result, in 1936, the long-term Nazi Hermann Göring was put in charge of Germany's economy, based on a so-called four-year plan. Göring was a member of the SA, and he had been wounded in the Beer Hall Putsch led by Hitler in the 1920s. He eventually became a member of the Reichstag, and he also oversaw the Night of the Long Knives, when many people were killed. Göring rose to become head of the Luftwaffe, and ultimately committed suicide before being executed after the Nuremberg trials. The four-year plan had a simple aim: to ensure that Germany would be ready for war within 4 years. It had two main tasks. Firstly, to build a strong military, but also to make Germany mostly self-sufficient in food and industry, known as autarky. In order to introduce the four-year plan, Göring was given a wide range of powers. He headed the new Office of the Four-Year Plan, and this department had influence over various other government sections. In addition, it set targets that private businesses were expected to meet. Part of Germany's problems in World War I was the success of the Allied naval blockade, which had stopped resources getting to Germany. The aim of autarky was to ensure that Germany could survive without any outside help, and this would limit the impact of any possible future blockade. Germany's attempts to achieve autarky had varying success. Industrial commodities such as oil, steel and coal saw big increases in productions by 1939. However, they still fell well short of the plan's targets. More food was grown in Germany as well, although by 1939, one-fifth of all food was still imported from abroad. The four-year plan saw a major increase in both national income and also in military spending. Germany's gross national product, GNP, in 1934 was 67 million, and 6% of this was spent on the military. However, by 1940, the GNP had risen to 141 billion Reichsmarks, and 38% of this was being spent on the military. German opinion was divided between the demands of guns and butter. This meant that some people wanted the government's economic plans to focus on the military, meaning guns, while others believed that this should focus instead on consumer goods, meaning butter. Göring famously said that guns made Germany powerful, but that butter only made her fat. Hitler was wary of placing too great an influence on guns, though. He worried that a lack of consumer goods might cause revolt, although he still recognised the need for a strong military. Some historians say that the Nazis concentrated too much on guns, and this undermined the economy, which ultimately ended up hurting plans for military growth. It's even been claimed that the Nazis needed to start a war by 1939 in order to meet their economic demands. Germany faced problems due to a lack of skilled workers and also natural resources. This meant that they had to invade other countries to give them access to outside supplies.